Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
After the government has been shut down, this is the first Friday where hundreds of thousands of federal workers will not receive their full paychecks. Based on satellite images, it does appear the entire White House East Wing has been demolished so President Trump can proceed with this $300 million ballroom. The plan to send federal troops to San Francisco has been put on hold for now. The city's mayor says he talked to the president about it and the decision was made to hold off, at least for now. On Thursday, Border Patrol agents used flashbangs to disperse dozens of protesters in San Francisco. This is ABC News. President Trump says he doesn't know why he pardoned Binance co-founder Chang Jingzhu on money laundering charges yesterday, but his decision does fall in line with the administration's pro-cryptocurrency views. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
What this really is another example of this White House trying to undo all of the regulatory enforcement, all of the steps that the Biden administration had taken to try to kind of crack down on crypto. Of course, President Trump has pledged to be the most crypto-friendly president, to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the planet, and this would be in line with that promise and that pledge.
Two new statues are set to be unveiled this morning outside the Alabama Capitol, honoring Rosa Parks and Helen Keller. The presentation has been more than 6 years in the making after lawmakers voted to approve the statues back in 2019. Target announcing it'll lay off about 8% of its corporate workforce, about 1,800 jobs, calls it a necessary step towards regrowth for the company. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A high today of around 53 with lots of sunshine, variable winds at 2 to 6 miles per hour. Chilly and clouding over tonight with a slight chance of a drizzle, a low of 32. Saturday cloudy through afternoon, patchy light showers or drizzle possible, breaks of sun later on and a high of 51. Saturday night a few clouds, a low of 36. Sunday partly cloudy and milder, a high of 59. Monday mixed skies and a bit breezy again with a high of 59. In Richland Center, a chilly one. It was 27 at midnight. Right now it is 23 degrees. A killing frost indeed. That's how it goes Friday, October 24th. It is time for us to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched. So gallantly streaming, and against wrangling, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that a flag was to them. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land
like to see if the streets of heaven are really paved with gold? Would you like to hear your favorite Bible story told by the man who walked upon the water and washed away your sins? Well, if you think it's time to save your soul, let's hear you say amen.
Amen.
We got 5 seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train.
4 seats
left before the wheels begin to roll. 3 seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only 2, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train,
glory train.
On the glory train. La 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 la. On the glory train. Don't you want to see the friends you lost do awaiting on the other shore? Don't you want to spend your eternal life behind heaven's doorway? Love and charity inspires the music in the air. Peace and joy is your reward and it's waiting for you there. Where?
We got 5 seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train.
One's gone, we got 4 seats left before the wheels begin to roll. 3 seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only 2, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train, on the glory train. La 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 la. On the glory train.
Let the fill before we ride on the glory train.
One's gone, we got 4 seats left before the wheels begin to roll. 3 seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only 2, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train, on the glory train. La 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 la. On the glory train.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Good morning from WRCO and Light in the Milk House headquarters. I'm Phil Nee. It's a little frosty out there today, a little frost on the vibe windows as we get ready for the day in southwest Wisconsin. I mean, we knew it was coming. We've had some slight frosty mornings, but eventually the growing season was going to officially end, and here we are today, October 24th. So that's pretty good. You know, sometimes we've had those killing frosts even as early as Richland County Fair weekend. So we have had a long growing season this year. I guess that's one of the things we can take as a positive. Oh, we have a lot of things to tell you about. Lots of good sports action from the area and details on what we can be doing on a Friday. Special guests along the way over the next few hours. So sit back and relax. Leave the driving to us. The Light the Milk House show is on.
I'm for law and order the way that it should be. Songs about the night they spent protecting you from me. Someone called us outlaws in some old magazine. New York City posse down like I ain't never seen. Don't y'all think it's outlaw business done got out of hand. What started out to be a joke that I don't understand? Was it singing through my nose that got me busted by the man? Maybe this here outlaw bitch done got out of hand, out of hand. Thank you.
was I when I first seen old Rivers? I can't remember when he wandered around. Well, that old fella did a heap of work. Spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack not far from us, and, well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight, and I trailed along after them. He used to plow them rows straight and deep, and I'd come along there behind, busting up clods with my own bare feet. Old Rivers was a friend of mine. The sun would get high and that mule would work, and old Rivers would finally say, whoa. He'd wipe his brow and lean back in the reins and talk about a place he's gonna go. He'd say, one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corns are growing and there ain't no fields to plow. I got a letter today from the folks back home, and they're all fine, crops is dry. Down near them end, Mom said, son, you know old Rivers died. Sitting here now in this new plowed earth, trying to find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, old Rivers, and me. Now, one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corns are growing and there ain't no fields to plow. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, old Rivers, and me.
Walter Brennan with a classic story, Old Rivers. Reminder today, an American Red Cross blood drive will be held at Grace Lutheran Church in Dodgeville and also at the Arena Fire and EMS station. There's a blood drive going on at Saints Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland as well. For an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. And here is a fun event, third annual trick-or-treat trail at Kroska Park from 4:30 until 6 tonight. Take a magical stroll along the Rotary Lights path and fill your bags with treats from your favorite city organizations and local businesses. Then head over to the Veterans Memorial Pavilion, where the Brewer Public Library will be hosting Halloween-themed games. That's all going on this evening as a part of the festivities. It's a very chilly 23 degrees here at WRCO this morning. Put another log on the fire, put on another layer, or maybe start the furnace up today. June won't let me, but one of these days. Ready for a better route in your driving career? Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is looking for CDLA drivers with a tanker endorsement to service dairy and food processing facilities across Richland Center, Arena, and nearby communities. They offer both full and part-time positions, complete with training and benefits. If you've got a safe driving record and the motivation to make every mile count, Bitech wants to hear from you. Apply online or call 608-328-8200. Or 800-362-3484. Bitech Incorporated, your road to success, a greener way. This season, make the short drive to Spring Green and take a tour of Taliesin, Frank Lloyd Wright's legendary home and studio. Tours depart from the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center daily through October and Fridays through Sundays until mid-December. Visit Riverview Terrace Cafe for breakfast or lunch and enjoy scenic views of the Wisconsin River. It's the only remaining Frank Lloyd Wright design restaurant in the world. You can also discover unique holiday gifts at the Wright Gift Shop. Learn more at TaliesinPreservation.org.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Aw, oh, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Good morning. Lots of sports last night to check for you. First of all, this update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. In volleyball action, heard on WRCO last night, Richland Center swept Westby. It was River Valley in four sets over Belleville. Marshall got the win against Dodgeville. Also, Mineral Point over Lancaster by sweep. Platteville lost to Edgewood 3-2 in Division II. Also in action from yesterday in volleyball Division V, Royal swept North Crawford, Oneiwok Center in four over Seneca, DeSoto 3-0 over Hillsboro, and Highland was a winner by sweep over Waseca Steuben. Division IV saw Brookwood end the year for Riverdale in three, and Fenimore swept Iowa Grand. In soccer action, regional games yesterday, Richland Center with a sixth seed pulled off the win against number three Aquinas 5-2. The Hornets play Amherst on Saturday afternoon in the regional championship. And River Valley advances after a 5-0 victory over Mayville. They will play Brookfield Academy coming up on Saturday. Platteville, Lancaster, and Monroe playing yesterday. Platteville coming out on top. And it was Prairie du Chien Co-op 3-2 over Belleville New Glarus in overtime. Elsewhere in sports from yesterday and last night, it was a win in Thursday night football for the LA Chargers over Minnesota 37-10. From the NBA, Double overtime, Oklahoma City, 141-135 over Indiana. And an overtime, Golden State, 137, Denver, 131. From the NHL, Chicago, 3-2 over Tampa Bay. Ottawa, 2, Philadelphia, 1. The Islanders, 7-2 over Detroit. San Jose, 6-5 over the Rangers. Anaheim, 7, Boston, 5. Pittsburgh, 5-3 over Florida. Nashville, 2, Vancouver, 1. Seattle, 3-0 over Winnipeg. Utah, 7, St. Louis 4, Edmonton 6-5 over Montreal, Los Angeles 3, Dallas 2 in overtime, and Carolina won a shootout 5-4 over Colorado. And that is a quick check of sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Well, we need to warm up our tootsie toes a little bit. 23 degrees in Richland Center, but if we work out, get the blood flowing, it's going to warm up. So let's do that. Courtesy of Supps Gym, the aerobic polka is next.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
Okay, then. We need to warm up here a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, the Plain Hot Shots. Here we go. Shots. We're in plane there, warming up, getting started for the weekend. How about we stop off at Sam's place?
There's a place down the street we call Sam's Place. It's
starts a-jumping every evening when the sun goes down. You can always find me down at Sam's place, for that's where the gang all hangs around. There's old Chimmy's shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's place. They're playing country music down at Sam's place, from the setting sun until the break of day. There's old Chimmy's shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's place. And I'll meet you tonight at Sam's place.
Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever been blue?
Have you ever loved someone
just as I love you? Can't you see I'm sorry for each mistake I made?
Can't you see I've changed, dear?
Patsy Cline on the Light in the Milk House show. As we look at today, lots of sunshine and a high of 53. Chilly and cloudy over tonight. A slight chance of drizzle late night. A low of 32. Right now, WRCO, the air is calm, which is fortunate. And we are at our overnight low. It's a frosty 23 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Wisconsin lawmakers introduced legislation that would block proposed animal fee increases. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer, the one that started it all and the one to count on when every bushel counts. Plant the 100th season at pioneer.com/100. Wisconsin lawmakers introduced legislation that would take away the Ag Department's ability to raise fees on animal markets, animal dealers, animal truckers, and animal transport vehicles. Farmer and State Representative Travis Tranel tells Brownfield the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's proposed fees go up as much as 1,700%, which he says is unreasonable and unsustainable.
The feedback has been loud and overwhelming that obviously people are smart enough to know that all of those fees are going to get passed on to producers.
Tranel says he and Senator Romaine Quinn had the idea to put the current fees into state statutes so unelected bureaucrats could not raise fees using administrative rules. He says the state Supreme Court recently took away the legislature's power to oversee agency rules.
But we can have people in the legislature take a vote and say whether or not they think this is an appropriate time to increase fees by this astronomical amount, and obviously we don't think that it is.
Tranel says farmers are already struggling and can't afford these fees.
With President Trump opening his mouth about the possibility of importing beef from Argentina, which, again, I'm not exactly sure why it's not okay for farmers to make money ever, it seems like. That bred more uncertainty into the market, and then just adding these outrageous fees, it's bad timing all the way around.
Tranel says he's had discussions with Ag Secretary Randy Romanski, and he's hopeful a more reasonable solution can be reached. Clean Fuels Alliance America is asking the U.S. Trade Representative to close the gap on imported renewable diesel exempt from reciprocal tariffs. Kurt Kovarik tells Brownfield since April, tariff exemptions have been made for many imported energy products, including renewable diesel, while new tariffs are in place on renewable feedstocks.
With the tariffs placed on foreign feedstock, we now have a situation where renewable diesel offshore has access to feedstocks that are foreign available, produce that renewable diesel offshore, and import it into the United States duty-free.
He says that loophole gives preferential treatment to imports and undercuts biodiesel production and soybean farmers who provide the feedstock. A senior market advisor at Total Farm Marketing says Brazil's expected record soybean production could potentially squeeze U.S. farmers out of the global marketplace. Naomi Bloom says on and off trade tensions between the U.S. and China has encouraged Brazilian farmers to expand acreage. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Always up early. Always getting the job done. Always working as hard as you can. Always pushing for more. Because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand. Never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Hello everyone, this is Brian from Walsh's. Keep your home safe with our buy two, get one free deal on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers. Tackle any mess with a Craftsman 6-gallon wet dry vac for only $69.99 and fire up your Weber smoke wood pellet grill for $7.99. Organize your space with 15 or 27-gallon heavy duty storage totes for just $7.99. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of the Cross, and as always, we appreciate your business.
When the power goes out,
Don't be left in the dark. Trust Wisconsin Generators, your local Generac experts right here in Richland Center. With over 30 years of experience, they provide dependable whole home backup power systems installed and serviced by local professionals you can count on. Stop by their shop at 374 West 5th Street in Richland Center to see the systems in person or call 608-383-5215. Right now through November 7th, get a free 10-year bumper-to-bumper warranty and $1,100 value. That's Wisconsin Generators, keeping lights on for Richland County and beyond.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Thursday. Bids were floated at $238 live and $370 trust. Asking prices in the south were at $243 plus live. Nothing surfaced out of the north. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Friday. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, yearling steers 800 to 849 pounds are mostly steady. Steers 950 to 999 pounds are $5 to $7 higher. Yearling heifers 850 to 899 pounds were $4 to $8 higher. The calf market wasn't well tested. The USDA says demand was good to very good for yearlings. Loads and strings off grass were met with the best demand. The cattle were mostly attractive in quality. Flesh condition varied widely, especially on packages. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 555 to 595 pounds, brought $412.50 to $497.50. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 500 to 545 pounds, brought $380 to $446. Box beef ended the day higher with good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $2.49 at $373.14. Select was $1.13 higher at $354.74. Estimated cattle slaughter was 119,000 head. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. The cash hog market has struggled to find support this week. Processors have been moving decent numbers without having to get very aggressive in their procurement efforts. There are several pieces of the demand picture that remain unclear as trade and export data remains unavailable amid the ongoing shutdown of the U.S. government. Bureaus and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.78 with a weighted average of $86.38. The Western Corn Belt down $1.41 with a weighted average of $86.74. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed lower, down 4 cents at $99.71. Bellies and loins were sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head. At the CME, live cattle were mixed. Feeders were down as the trade continued to digest the USDA's news and waiting for widespread direct business, and lean hog futures were pressured by cash and wholesale trade. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Illicit fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat that our nation has ever experienced. It has killed hundreds of thousands. Many of its victims didn't even know they were getting fentanyl. Such a tragedy. This is Robert De Niro. One of those tragic deaths was my beautiful grandson, Leo. He was just 19 years old. Fentanyl doesn't care, but you do. Join us in the fight against fentanyl. Find us online at ladrfoundation.org.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetue with Tipsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We have multiple online-only auctions up and running right now. Tractors, motorcycles, vehicles, tools, farm machinery, and much, much more. Online-only auction ending October 29th at 6 p.m. Soft close again. For more info, go to www.tipsockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetue. Have a great day.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Thursday. Butcher hogs were $4 lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up, remaining cautiously optimistic ahead of trade meetings with China. November beans were a dime higher at 10.44 and three quarters. January was up 12 at 10.62. With commercial support, December corn is five higher at 4.28. March was up five and a half at 4.41 and a quarter. Live cattle were mixed and feeders were down, continuing to digest the recent USDA news. December live was up 135 at 241.17. February was 30 higher at 240.67. November feeders were down another 277 at 361.45. And hogs were pressured by cash and wholesale business. December lean was down 62 at 81.77. February was 87 lower at 84.35. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
The National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety will live on. That's next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Multiple centers for ag health and safety spent several months uncertain if they would be funded for the coming year. But late this summer, they did get funding awarded. One of those is the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety in Marshfield, Wisconsin. It's headed by Andrea Swenson.
We'll be able to continue our different research and collaborative efforts throughout the United States. We have a really versatile outreach team that engages with several organizations who will be able to continue their work and focus on sharing the different resources and products and message of youth agricultural health and safety to others.
Swenson says funding comes from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health and from the Centers for Disease Control.
We're really excited for this next year, and we have a lot of different objectives that we'll be able to meet. And we do that really through a community effort. And we really appreciate everyone's support throughout this year and the upcoming year. And the support and backing that we received from the agricultural community is really helping us achieve those goals and the ultimate goal that our center has for ensuring the safe participation of youth in agriculture.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
An economist says the One Big Beautiful Bill Act has something many dairy farmers have been pushing for. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Danny Munch with American Farm Bureau Federation tells Brownfield the new law calls for mandatory cost of production surveys on dairy processors to justify the nearly $1 a hundredweight make allowance deductions from farmers' milk checks.
It's supposed to be biannual, so it happens every other year, but we don't know when USDA is going to publish a rule and a timeline and begin data collection.
Munch says having this requirement in the new law does not mean processors will immediately begin reporting cost of production data.
You know, they're going to have to set up a methodology. They're going to have to, you know, have staff and resources set aside for this. And with some of the limitations right now, you have the government shutdown right now as well. That's definitely put on delay. I don't expect it to happen anytime soon.
Munch says once the cost of production data comes in, there is not an automatic adjustment up or down in make allowance deductions.
The confidence that we have in where make allowances ended up or future make allowance changes is going to be limited. So we're really hopeful that, you know, USDA put some effort into getting out that survey more quickly so we can collect that data sooner rather than later.
Munch says the new surveys are supposed to bring transparency to the make allowance deductions, but it's unclear when USDA will be able to move forward with the required processor surveys. Cash dairy prices were higher except for cheese Thursday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up 2 cents at 69, one sale recorded at that price. 40-pound cheese blocks down 1.5 cents at 172.5, five sales there. Barrels were unchanged at 175.5, no sales. Butter prices went up 1.75 cents to 156.25, 27 sales were made on the butter market. Non-fat dry milk up 0.5 cent at 112.5, nine sales there. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor.
A high today of 53 a little bit later on. Yes, if you haven't been out there yet, it is a little shock to the system. Ooh, ouch. It is currently 23 degrees in Richland Center. Looking toward a pretty nice weekend. Low 50s tomorrow and Sunday near 60. Kind of not as warm as they had predicted earlier this week, but who are you going to complain to, right? Thanks for joining us on the Light in the Milk Cow Show from WRCO. More about weather coming up. Here's Sylvia.
Lone star signs are flashing. The music's turned up loud. I've danced with every cowboy in this place. Steel guitars are playing. Someone's spinning.
Time is the best medicine there is.
and I love you all my years. You're the beating of my heart. You're my thoughts when we're apart. You're the one I can't let go. You're the only, only world I know. Ooh. Ooh. And my day, you're my one love all the way. You're the one I can't let go. You're the only, only world I know.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center Arena and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated, driving opportunity forward the greener way.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. Breathe easier this season. Buy three, get one free on Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filters. Stock up on Rust-Oleum Stop Rust Custom 5-in-1 Spray Enamel. The more you buy, the more you save. Upgrade your garage or workshop with select shelving units at $59.99 and keep things tidy with the Brute 32-gallon commercial grade trash can for only $34.99. Stop in at Ace La Crosse, Muscadet, or Richland Center. And as always, we appreciate your business.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a chilly one out there this morning, as expected. Most regions dropped into the 20s around here, ending the growing season this morning. But it should be a beautiful late October day with plenty of sun and light winds, so get out there and enjoy. Just be sure to bundle up a touch. We'll be a little on the cool side again tonight, but some cloud cover will gradually move in, and that should keep us a good 5 or 6 degrees warmer than this past night. Now, there could be a few little pockets of drizzle or light showers tomorrow morning to midday, but don't expect too much, a trace or a few hundredths of an inch at the most. Things will dry up tomorrow afternoon into Sunday. Should be some fairly decent weather on Sunday, several degrees warmer as well. Staying quiet on Monday. Meanwhile, low pressure will be gathering west and south of Wisconsin with some rainfall. Some of that may try to move in for Tuesday into early Wednesday, but it looks to be spotty and light in nature. Behind that, it doesn't look too bad for Thursday. Here's a forecast for today. The freeze warning expiring at 9 a.m. Lots of sunshine with a high near 53. Wind variable 2 to 6 miles an hour. Tonight, chilly and clouding over. Slight chance of drizzle toward morning. Low temperature 32. Tomorrow should be cloudy through the early afternoon with patchy light showers or drizzle possible. Breaks of sun later on with a high of 51. East-southeast wind up to 10. Going into Sunday, partly cloudy and milder. Low 36. High up to 59 degrees, and Monday once again topping out close to 60, mixed skies and a bit breezy, lows in the upper 30s, high near 59. And Tuesday mostly cloudy, 40% chance of patchy light rain, low 37 degrees, high of 54. Wednesday mostly cloudy, maybe a light shower in the morning, partial clearing later in the day, and seasonal, high 52. Thursday partly sunny, high 52 with a chance of a shower at night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County.
Right now, 23 degrees and clear conditions at WRCO Studios. A chilly one. Yesterday's high was just 49 degrees, and also just a trace of precipitation during the day yesterday. And some notes on the stats. Record high 83, 1953. If you thought maybe this was a record low, no. The record low, 15 in 1960. Last year's high was 65, the low 25, so pretty equivalent to this year. Sunset will happen at 5 minutes after 6 tonight. Sunrise time this morning around 7:25. Right now in Richland Center, after the early reading today of 27,